I open my mind and I am amazed at all the magic that comes forth. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I open my mind and let the magic come forth. Within each one of us is a divine center, and that divine center is ready to shine forth in every glorious, wonderful, fantastic way. And as it shines forth in every wondrous, fantastic way, it comes out with some most amazing things. We sometimes think that if we listen to the divine within, we'll be traditional, we'll be standard, we'll be something that everyone can understand and would accept, but that's not true. The divine within us is unlimited. The divine within us is amazing. The divine within us is beyond all comprehension, all imagination. The divine within us is ready to flow in a fantastic, glorious way. And we are ready to flow as the divine within us in that marvelous, fantastic, glorious way. Now, what is it that happens when we have an open mind? When we have an open mind, we do not judge. What a great experience that would be. Not judging whatsoever. Having an open mind, we are receptive to all input. Now, we do not necessarily act upon all input, but receptive. Now, I'm talking not from the standard point of view that we are receptive of all input on the outer. I'm talking about we're receptive of all input on the inner. That in itself is enough of a chore, because the information that we get from within is something that we have oftentimes brought forth or thought about in some negative way. You might say negative in another way. And for instance, you might think, should I put on this pair of shoes or should I put on this pair of shoes? Now you say there's certainly nobody who can contest that and get upset. Well, this is a pair of patent leather shoes that you go to dances with and you go to fine parties with and you make a good show with. And these are a pair of old sneakers that I've had around for ages and I love them because they're so comfortable. Now, when is the time to wear them? When is the time to wear either pair of shoes or no shoes? Well, with an open mind, we readily realize that when we go to some formal function, the patent leather shoes, or the good shoes, you might say, are the shoes you'd wear. And when you're just fooling around the house, or out romping in the field, or doing some casual type of thing, the sneakers could pass as acceptable shoes. But I'd have to judge and say, is this what is acceptable to wear at a party, or is it not acceptable? Whereas if I just did what I felt like doing and wore them, then I would be thought to be rather eccentric. Now, we know of a lot of movie stars and celebrities who are eccentric. And they have to push themselves to be eccentric because they were not always so. And then they started to think, I'm going to do my own thing. I'm going to do whatever I want to do, and I'm going to do it regardless of anybody else's opinion of me or anybody else's thinking of how it should be done. Well, that's nice too. But are we doing these things because we are objecting to life, or are we doing these things because we have an open mind and we're listening to our inner self that guides us in the path that we want to take that is most salubrious for our outer benefit and our inner benefit? Most of our life has been based upon doing something just as a contest or doing something because others want us to do it. The day that we wake up and start doing things because we want to do it, because it's a joy and a delight for us to do it, then we have started on the first step into our open mind, into being aware of our open mind, into expressing our open mind. So many times we feel that we must do things because others say so. We must do things because it's the proper thing in society. We must do things because it is expected. An illustration that might not be very pleasant. Some people are given the verdict by the doctor that they're going to die. They have put causes in motion, and their body is about ready to give up. And if they continue doing exactly what they're doing, going downhill, they will die. Now, the doctor is not making them die. The doctor is merely giving a diagnosis of what is going on, and that is the case. And then in an instant, a person could do a flip-flop, do a turnaround. He could open his mind and say, I don't choose to die. I choose to live. I don't choose to have problems. I choose to be fantastic and glorious and wonderful. Whatever I choose to do, I choose to do. Now, doesn't that sound interesting? Doesn't that sound as a hopeful direction to something? Well, you see, a lot of the world doesn't accept that. A lot of the world says, this is your diagnosis, and so this has to happen to you, and we write you off our book. You are out of the show. You are out of the picture, and that's over. You see, we don't have an open mind when it comes to our world. When we realize that we are the creator of our world, whatever diagnosis may be given to us by another does not have to be something that affects our life. Whatever attitude given to us by another, or even by our own inner self, does not have to be ours. Our inner self, our divine self, you might say, has informed us that we're tired of living, there's no joy, there's no fun to living, so might as well quit. And then a spark inside of us says, hey, you're immortal, you're eternal, why bother? Why not just live on in a healthy body, live on in a healthy mind, live on in a healthy spirit? And you say to yourself, what's this? Well, when you have an open mind, then you're receptive to that thought, and you say, oh, okay, I didn't know I had a choice, but now I do. And of course, you always know you have a choice. You always know you have the choice of saying yes or no to anything in life. You have the choice of going along with whatever is expected of you, or putting a new program in motion for yourself that is entirely different and living that new program. Our open mind shows us in many wonderful, beautiful ways that we are the creator of our world, that we are the ones who are to set new causes and new directions for ourselves, which are not really new causes or new directions because they've always been there. But for us, it's a different cause and a different direction than we had been putting for ourselves. And that different cause will bring about very, very different effects. And as we start letting these effects be manifest in our life and our affairs, we realize that our open mind is what allowed that to happen. And as we realize this, we open our mind more and more and more. And as we open our mind more and more and more, the divine within us gets a new impression of who we are, a new direction of what we want to be. And the divine within us, which is the allness within us, which is the broken leg and the whole leg, the allness within us, the divine within us says, oh, this is the positive way you want to go. This is the joyous way you want to go. And pretty soon it turns all thoughts to the joyous way, the positive way, the fantastic way. And that's the way we start to go. You see, we have the choice. And with our open mind, we find that the divine in us goes whatever direction we want to go. And we say, well, God surely doesn't want this and doesn't want that. Well, God in us wants whatever we want. And the sooner we recognize that, the sooner we'll begin living a more reasonable, positive, joyful life that we have chosen, not the unreasonable life that the world seems to be running on from time to time. And a note on that, too. With an open mind, we can say, there now is peace on earth, and have it be so, because it began with me. With an open mind, we see everyone at peace. We see everything joyous and wonderful. And when we do that, it is so for us. And so with our open mind for ourselves, for our health, for our abundance, for our relationships, for anything in our human physical world, our open mind gives us the opportunity to enjoy each and every one to their highest and fullest, whatever we determine that highest and fullest to be. So today, I open my mind. I open my mind to the divine within me, and the divine within me saying, all is good and very good, and I live in that light now and forevermore. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.